You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
I love the little dance that happens every time this sting plays. Hey, Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're not alone in the studio. Would you like to introduce our guest this morning?
Yes, we are very honoured to have Richie Boyens from Rat Bag Store in the studio with us.
Kia ora, Richie.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me, team.
Oh, lovely to have you up here. Very excited to chat about your clothes today. How did you guys, we were just chatting about this off air, but how did Richie kind of come across your radar, Penny, your fashion radar?
Well, I attended the AMAs, which sounds a bit... But anyway, it was great.
Is that an industry event?
Yeah, industry event. And Tom Scott was there. He was wearing an amazing design. And I was like, whoa, where did this come from? And I also remembered the name Rat Bags from his outfits that he wore at Homegrown.
Mm.
So I wanted to investigate further. And I discovered Richie Boyens, who is from the label Clothes I've Made. And... So I went to meet him in his amazing workroom, which is also a store, and I thought I'd invite him up.
Please, nice. Nice to have you here, Richie. That's so cool. That Tom's outfit was much discussed on the night. He looked fantastic.
He did look fantastic, and yeah. I can't take all the credit for it. That was definitely a team effort.
Nice.
Yeah. Richie, can you tell us a little bit about Clothes I've Made and how you got started?
Yes, so Clothes I've Made was developed in Dunedin. Literally just started sewing one day and got totally hooked. Lucky I found something I loved so much so early. And a lot of different support from all over the place, especially in Dunedin and Lower South Island. Clothes I've Made was born. I just sat on a sewing machine for literally the last 10 years plus.
That's so cool. Yeah. What was the thing that made you first touch the sewing machine? Because it's quite like, you know, unless there's one right there, you do have to kind of go out of your way to get it together to do that.
Yeah, there's a long story behind that.
Go on.
I will say is that I spilt some milk on myself, got gifted a pair of pants for the night, and that was the thing that spurred it on.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, 2 days wearing those pants, and then all of a sudden I needed to make a pair for myself.
Awesome. Mm. That's so good. Mm. I feel like there's definitely a Dunedin backstory to that.
Yeah, a little bit. Probably not for
maybe not for breakfast. Yeah, yeah.
And so did you make clothes for other people? Like, at what point did you go, oh, okay, this is going to be my career, the thing I do?
I made clothes for, actually, the Summer Thieves, got to drop them in. Used to make clothes for those guys, used to live with them. And, it's always just been for me, really. I just wanted to make some clothes. I wasn't, like... able to go out and buy the stuff I wanted, so making it seemed a little bit cheaper. I was totally wrong on that sense.
No.
It's not. I love it so much, like the feeling of making something and getting to wear it every day, and then when people say they love it and they get to rock it themselves, it's amazing.
It's quite interesting when people go from, you know, move into a maker space and there's this idea that, okay, it's going to be something that makes it more affordable for me or whatever. It really makes you recognise how completely cooked the way we sort of like invest in clothing is at the moment. You know, you shouldn't be able to buy things for as cheap as you can because of the, you know, the way that stuff gets made is pretty crazy. How long does it take you to kind of like construct a garment? What's the kind of process, like start to finish? How many hours would you kind of guess goes into that?
I'm pretty good now. I can probably get a pair of pants together in a couple of hours.
That's awesome.
It's the development and time I've spent sewing that's got me to that point.
Totally.
Something new is always, you know, a day or two.
Yeah.
Even just thinking.
Yeah.
Like with Tom's outfit, I just sat there like scratching my head. Like, oh no, this is a one-off. I can't do this again. So
yeah,
that was a long process. But you just got to start. You just got to do it.
Totally.
There's no other way to do it. Yeah.
Can you describe for people who haven't yet seen a photo of Tom at the awards what it was that Tom was actually wearing on the night?
We'll call it a touchback to some R&B goodness from back in the 90s.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Manny pulled it off as well.
Yeah.
Some sweet loafers on.
That fabric was incredible.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Like
he chose all of that.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what kind of like, when you're working collaboratively with someone on a piece, what are the kind of conversations that you're having to kind of work out how you're going to, you know, create this vision together?
Probably just two ADHD kids going back and forth.
Yeah. Bit of this, bit of that, yeah.
Yeah. Writing a couple of things down and then, just in there with the scissors, like shaking, like, oh no, we got to get into this.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. It was such a cool outfit. Penny, I feel like I'm stealing your questions here.
Right.
Well, you got it.
Can we talk a little bit about the concept behind Rat Bags in the actual store? Because it's actually your workroom with Frank Silver, who's a jeweller, and it's a collaborative kind of space, but people can go in and they can see you working.
Yeah, the ability for people to see us through the window, it's like a different retail space. It's an experience for people to come in and see us. And having Frank in there as well, and his ability to create kind of whatever the customer likes, and his own desire to keep pushing out amazing pieces, pretty awesome to rub shoulders with him every day. But yeah, that was the idea. It was just I wanted people to kind of experience it as they walked past or as they came in. There's nothing like being able to talk to the designer and choose a print or choose a fabric and then walk out of there feeling like you were part of the process. So that's just kind of at the forefront of what we're doing.
Whereabouts are you guys based?
On Simon Street.
Sweet.
Next to Gorilla Kitchen.
Yep.
Cool.
So people can go in and buy designs. There are a few on the rack, but ultimately you can get custom pieces made.
Yeah. So we've kind of got a size range of everything on there, so you can try something on. If it doesn't fit, we can either make it for you or alter it for you. Or you can, come to the fabric store with me, choose some fabric, and we go from there.
Yeah.
It's really hands-on.
And so that's not the only thing you do with sewing and design, though. You've got, like, side hustles going on as well.
Oh, yeah, you need side hustles. Yeah.
It's the industry for side hustles.
Too many side hustles to think. Property management for one, helping other people develop their brands, that kind of thing. Kind of anything that comes across your plate, you've got to jump at. It's not all about money, but sometimes it has to be.
Yeah. You just don't have to, pay the bills at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool, though, that you can, it's a great location to be on Simon Street because you can literally walk down to the fabric store, which is just down the road. That's such a fun process, I think, for people who, maybe are new to getting clothes made for them or something. Do you often get people walk in who it's kind of their first time having something custom made? Or what's the, clientele? Who's kind of coming into the shop, Richie?
Yeah, there's such a variety.
Yeah.
I feel like people who have their own brands are the people that are coming in wanting the development.
Yeah.
And wanting the understanding on how to. And it's more important to have kind of something that's really personal to your brand these days than it ever has been. That definitely comes in a lot. But it's everyone from, 12-year-old little scooter riders all the way through to kind of mid-40s dudes who want to feel cool again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Catering to the whole spectrum. Yeah. That's mean. Yeah. What a cool project.
And you can check out the website, which is ratbags-store.com.
That's the one.
Yeah, and there's another label called Pistol Knits.
Yeah, Pistol Knits. Yep. It's actually Frank's youngest brother. He taught himself how to knit beanies.
Sick.
And he actually got me on the development of hats. I started making hats with him about a year ago. And got so hooked doing that. And we developed a pistol knit hat as well, which is available on the website.
Fantastic.
It's the whole development side is the part I love the most.
Yeah. It feels like a really nice collaborative community you've got around the space as well. That feels like living the dream. Working with your friends and having something that you can kind of make together feels like a pretty special thing.
Yeah, it is really special.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Richie. Thank you for coming
you
in this
too.
Morning.
Thank
Richie Boyens. Penelope Noir. This is our last fashion. I know. We're not going to talk about it right now. Thank you very much, both of you. We'll see you very soon.
Thanks.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.